go for it, man. Let's start getting you where you need to go.
Well, I guess the first question is, it's a bunch of first questions, actually. The marketing side of it. It's sort of like a circle. You know, it's like, where do you want to jump in the middle of this thing, you know?
Right, right. Well, let me just say this. I mean, we had already spoken briefly in advance, and you said you had 30 minutes, and I think you should be quite aware that the level of comedy that you're doing is high.
Okay.
High-level comedy. You've got to be cognizant of that, bro.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, that means what? What does that mean to me? I mean, in other words, if I convince myself I've got a high level of comedy, what does that mean? That changed the way I look at things, the way I approach people.
Well, I'm going to tell you the way it should form your opinion is you can make a lot of money with your comedy. It's clean and it's funny. And so you've got to understand that the level of comedy that you're working at has high dollar value.
Okay.
If I can speak so bluntly.
Well, we have to be because I'm too old not to hurry through this.
Well, yeah, of course. So, I mean, you're performing at, your PAR scores, your seconds of laughter per minute, rival anybody that's working out there.
Okay.
Whether you realize it or not.
Well, here's the thing, and you know this. It's very, it's sort of like I don't want to give myself more credit than I need to give myself credit for, you know what I mean? It's sort of like I don't want to convince myself I'm something that I'm not.
Well, I want you to change it. I want to shift your paradigm, and I'm going to use a story for you.
Okay.
Okay. When I was in the Navy, once you become a chief petty officer, you write your own evaluations.
Okay.
If you're going to get promoted, it's at your hand. Because if you turn in crap, that's what they're going to turn in.
Okay.
All right? Now, that means that you have to basically, once a year in the Navy, you have to walk on water, and you have to put that down on paper.
Okay.
You have to tell people what you did, how you did it, blah, 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 how wonderful you were so you could get promoted. If you didn't do that, you didn't get promoted. Trust me.
Yeah.
And I was good at that. Did I like it? No, I didn't like it. People don't like to talk about themselves, but damn it, you got to know where you're at in order to go forward.
Yeah.
If you get where I'm coming from.
I got you.
There's nothing wrong with knowing that you've got talent. There's nothing wrong with knowing that you've got high-level talent. As a matter of fact, I recommend that you fully recognize that. But at the same time, unless you can capitalize on it, the points move.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of my perspective. So I'm just telling you, my little machine doesn't lie.
Yeah.
It just doesn't lie, and people hate it because it doesn't lie. It tells you if you suck, and it tells you if you're great.
Well, and it's interesting you should say that because we've got a Comedy Zone club here in Port Charlotte, and I emceed out there a couple of years ago for about a year, which is really what helped me sort of get started. And, I've been trying to get a feature spot out there because I haven't been on stage in ages out there. And the guy just won't buy it. I mean, he's nice to me and all that stuff, and I get in for free still and all that. He just won't book me. And I'm sort of doing the timing on, because he puts clips on his website for people who are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm watching features out there getting 4, 5, 6 seconds of laughs a minute and thinking, how are they getting work,
Well, see, the whole comedy club thing, that's a young man's game.
Yeah.
Trust me, the last comedy club that I tried to break into was my last comedy club performance, and that was at the Punchline in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Now, I had an enviable resume, but they didn't want to have nothing to do with me. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I'm not one of these open micers. I'm the real deal.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't going to play that game. And you don't have to play that game either. Comedy clubs, it's like I was telling someone else on a different call, comedy clubs are whores that need to be used.
Yeah.
For whatever you get. But as far as making money, mm-mm.
Yeah.
They're not your money makers. Your money makers come from other markets that are not so competitive and low paying.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Oh, Oh, it makes a lot of sense. Well, I mean, I knew going into this that I was going to have to get beyond the club scene because even like the Comedy Zone down here, he runs Wednesday through a Saturday night, but the feature's only getting $125 a night. I mean, and some of these guys come down from the Midwest, and it's like, how are you coming down here?
They're not making any money.
No, it's costing them almost everything they make just to get down here and get back.
Right. Well, it's there's no money in this. There's no money in the clubs. You either promote your own shows or you work in markets, different markets. Now, what did you do? What did you do in your real life?
Real estate.
Excellent. So you got people skills.
Yep.
Okay. So, do you want me to tell you ways that you could capitalize on what you have right now?
Absolutely.
Okay. How big is your metro area?
Well, Sarasota's, we're probably 60,000-70,000 in Sarasota, and I got Fort Myers down there is the same, and then I've got Tampa, which is, probably 500,000 or something. You know.
Well, how close is Tampa?
Oh, hour and 15 minutes. Easy doable.
Okay. What are your internet skills?
Good. Matter of fact, what I'm doing right now, I just opened up a new podcast, a comedy podcast site, because I used to have a radio show in Sarasota, and I had a travel, but I'm doing my own comedy podcast site and comedy blog site, because I want to tie that in, and I'm redoing my website. So I'm gonna tie all three together.
I hope you're an affiliate for the Killer Stand-Up program. It pays 50%. Let me get my plug in.
Yeah, we'll talk about how to do that. I'll put your link on there and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, you get paid, so I mean, it's a good thing. All right, so let's start with some concepts that I think that you could work on very rapidly, since you've got 30 minutes already.
Okay.
And you're what I consider a ringer. And not only that, being a older person, you can do things that other comedians can't do.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you some ideas and tell you how I would manage this in the shortest amount of time.
Okay.
And I would use your local area as your testing ground for this. But just keep this in mind. No matter where you're at, every single place has a Moose Club, an Elks Club, a Shriners, Knights of Columbus, blah, blah, blah. The VFW, they all have events that they do. They all have meetings.
Yep.
Any night of the week, there's meetings. Just don't think of comedy club audiences. Think of any audience. And you can go in and offer your stuff 7 minutes. You do 7 minutes, you hit them, you nail them, you stick around, and you give out business cards when you're done. Because people will come up to you if you kill that crowd because they've already seen you. I've gotten work off of doing after shows on AA meetings.
Wow.
Okay. You know what I mean? And the thing about it is, dude, what you do, and I don't know if you think of it this way, what you do is pretty damn inspirational. Because there's not a lot of people that are your age that do what you can do.
Yeah.
At the level that you can do it.
Okay.
I mean, there are apartment buildings that have clubhouse events where they pile they put out the flyers to their apartments. This is in the higher level apartments.
Right.
They put out flyers to their apartments, and then everybody goes down and they go to the lingerie display when they've got orange juice or champagne and donuts or whatever it is that they've got. You can go in and you can work for free. And instead of doing it at some comedy club where nobody's going to be in there that can hire you, these associations are like real estate has association stuff. Am I wrong?
Oh, you're right. Matter of fact, a couple of years ago, I got asked to come in and do some time in an awards dinner for one of the local associations about 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, see, but you were asked to do that. I'm talking about you pursue this, and you get your act, because your act is your product. You get that product in front of people that are in a position to recommend you for purchase.
Okay.
at which time you charge no less than $500 for every 15 minutes that you do. It's a grand for 30 minutes.
Okay.
And that's how you play. And if you don't play like that, they're not going to take you seriously because they've got budgets for people.
Yeah.
You know, you should probably know how that rolls. So, you know, any place that has a meeting where you could give them a taste of what you do and be prepared with business cards, because people will come up. A lot of people that are belong to these associations, Shriners, VFWs, it's not just old Gomers that aren't doing anything anymore. These are business owners. Business owners, business leaders, government leaders, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's called a force multiplier. So now they're getting to see the product. It makes it really easy as far as a demo goes because they've already seen what you do.
Okay.
You know, many times you can get – dude, I can't tell you how many gigs I got from my act and didn't have to – I didn't produce any – there was no YouTube. I didn't have to produce any kind of DVD or tape.
Yeah.
They just went to other people and said, you got to have this guy. You got to get this guy for your deal.
Okay.
Am I making sense?
Yeah, I'm writing as you talk, so that's why if there's a delay, I'm in the middle of writing.
Oh, no worries.
Because see, like on March 3rd, I'm in Sarasota at an Eagles club. They had it's an Alzheimer's fundraiser.
Right.
And they had me last year. I was the feature, and they invited me back to be the headliner this year.
Well, and see, that kind of thing, you need to be prepared for that kind of stuff. Now, I'm going to tell you short circuit trip number two. I would highly recommend that you get some pictures of you in a suit or in a jacket and a mock turtleneck, whatever it is that makes you look cool. But it needs to be high end, higher level. And then I'm going to tell you what some of the things that you can do. Okay?
Okay.
Are you from online? And I want you to write this website down. Click the number 2mail.com.
Wait a minute. Click. Click2Mail, okay.
Click2Mail.com. Are you familiar with that site?
No, but it sounds like an email blast site.
No, sir. That's owned by the U.S. Post Office.
Oh, really?
That's correct. That's their online monetization. And what you can do is you can send postcards out, upload graphics, send out postcards, small ones, for 43 cents a piece, and do it right from your computer.
Oh,
but
okay.
Wait, there's more. You can take zip codes and do metro area zip codes, and you can send out a postcard with you're in real estate, bro. I'm whooping it on you.
Yeah.
Okay? You can send out postcards with your picture on it, a teasing headline, a place to go on your website. Guess what they have? They have business lists that you can buy for cheap. You can buy them in quantities of 300. So you can find the 300 businesses in your area that have 250 employees or more.
Okay.
And say, hey, would you like to make your next business event memorable? I mean, you got to be prepared.
Yep.
For what I'm telling you. Because you're positioning yourself as the guy that can come in. Your maturity, you're safe.
Yeah.
And you're funny. And you're clean.
Yep.
All the things that would appeal to you, no different in the real estate thing, you know, no different, you know. And so if you check out ClickToMail, you can get the list from them, and then you can upload the list, and it'll automatically sort all the zip codes and send out your stuff. You can send yourself one postcard to see how it looks. And then send them out to businesses. You can do it on your own budget schedule.
Yep.
You know, send out 10 a day, send out 20 a day, whatever you want to do. You want to send out a bigger one, it costs you 60 cents.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get no better than that because they're giving you the demographics that you can sort by.
That's the important thing. Now, can you also sift out by different types of businesses?
I believe you can, yes.
Okay.
You sure can. I've done a little bit with it. I've actually done some postcard stuff, but it was internet related.
Yeah.
Click2Mail wasn't available when I was performing actively.
Yeah.
Neither was YouTube.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You barely had television when I was growing up.
Dude, I hear you. I hear you.
After the news went off, you got the test pattern.
Dude, I remember. People don't even know what a test pattern is.
And the Star Spangled Banner would wake you up and tell you go to bed.
Well, I'll tell you what. You've never lived life till you've had to hold the antenna to get the reception good.
Oh, yeah.
The whole show.
A little bit of aluminum foil goes a long way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
click to my
But these are the kinds of things where you can go out, showcase your product, basically make sure that you stick around, give the person, if you can't stick around, give the person business cards for that want to contact you.
Yeah.
And there you go. And if you're aggressive about this, in 90 days, you're going to have people contacting you, man. You're going to have people contacting you when you go and kill a little event.
Yeah.
They're gonna start asking you. I remember talking to a friend of mine. His name is Ken Groves. And we think a lot alike. You know, we do business a lot alike. He's going, man, I go in and do a corporate gig. If I don't get two other gigs out of that thing, man, I'm starting to sweat it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, that's the one thing that I am excited about, if I can just get this thing started, because having been in real estate, probably 75% of my business every year came from referrals, you know.
Oh, and that's the way you want to run in this business, too.
Like people call and say, hey, you know, we have a friend and you sold their house or they bought a house through you, and, you know, and instead of this nonsense of sitting on a desk and waiting for somebody to walk in looking for directions to the nearest Wendy's.
Well, you just need to basically have a website, a few videos. They don't have to be long.
Yeah.
You know, and you work it off of, you know, word of mouth.
Yeah.
And a professional presence. But as far as your, you know, what I'm talking about is marketing, and it's not, if you'll notice, it's not high-level marketing, but
yeah.
You should be using every single real estate / business contact that you've ever met.
Yeah.
And looking for opportunities to go in and enlighten their meetings. I don't know if you know this or not, but there is an after dinner event market where you do after dinner shows, where you go in and a group is 25 people from an office is having a thing, and they'll hire a comedian to come in.
Yeah.
Cruise ships. When I worked for Holland America, it was $1,500 a week. That was the low end.
Yeah.
And you did one show.
Yeah.
One 45-minute show.
Yeah.
$1,500. There were guys out there making $5K a week.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, my biggest thing, I think, is breaking into that market. Because one of the things that I want to do, because I've got a friend who's in the business that does this, and he does a lot of corporate stuff. He takes his camera with him, and he sets it up in the lobby. So when people are coming out after the, or somewhere when people come out after the show.
Right.
And getting them to say, you know, how'd you like the show? And they carry on about it.
Absolutely.
And then he puts that in his press kit.
I mean, you could sit there. There's theaters. There's a theater right there where you're at. You could promote your own show and sell tickets for $20 a head. And you theme your show after your comedy. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, because one of the things that I thought about, I've got on my list of look at how to do it, there are a lot of these towns that are like 25 to 40,000 people.
Uh-huh.
That have a like in my a little town in Kentucky, I know they've got their theater that was rehabbed, and you know, but you go in there and you hold the shows in those little towns, because they, number one, they never get exposed to real comedy, you know, any kind of professional.
Right.
So you're a star when you show up anyway, and you get like a Kiwanis Club or somebody to sponsor, because they're going to foot the bill for you, and they do all the marketing, because most of those towns, when those kind of clubs market stuff, everybody goes, you know.
Sure, sure. Well, just keep this in mind, too, on your comedy resume, okay? Each time you go and do one of these little taster shows,
mm-hmm.
they get 7 minutes and that kind of stuff. Guess what that goes down as? That goes down as a performance credit on your resume.
Yeah.
So it's like open mics on steroids, only you're way beyond open mic level.
Yeah.
You know, you're
I've stopped doing open mics because the reason is, number one, if you go to a, quote, an open mic, they never want to give you the time you need, you know. And the other thing is I need to know that I've got a certain amount of quality surrounding me when I go on stage, you know. I don't want the three guys up there doing so much off-color stuff, because the biggest problem I have is if I'm up there behind three or four guys that have been doing the fraternity jokes.
Right, right, absolutely. Well, you don't want to get involved in
any of that. Your crowd is not going to buy into my stuff. They need dick jokes. That's what they want. And
and that's great. Dick jokes are great. I'm not a dick joke guy. So
I'm not either. And the whole key is, I've even had, I told a club manager one night, because we had an MC the first night, he was just totally in the trash. I said, would you tell him just tomorrow night not to do that? Because it just makes it very difficult on me, because he gets everybody's mind going in that direction, you know. And the guy didn't get up there the next night and do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because they're a one-trick pony. But the thing about it is you've got complete control over how much you expose yourself to other groups, you know, how much you communicate with other groups and that kind of stuff. I mean, any audience that's, I don't care, you know, any audience that's paying attention and they're seated properly, that's a comedy audience.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. And if you can accentuate their event, you know, with 7 minutes of seeing, there's no better representation of your product than you live.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's how I did it. I did very little marketing. I did a ton of shows. You know, I made like, and I understand, I was in the Navy, dude.
Yeah.
So the Navy didn't give you extra time to be a comic.
Yeah.
You know, and then there was like one December, I made like $15,000 in my spare time.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was that month was half my Navy pay for the year. You know what I mean?
So, now, before we get out of here, what about you? You were mentioning electronic press kit.
Yeah. If you go to epresskits.com, KITZ, that'll give you a bio, which your bio should be fleshed out really good.
Okay.
They give you three embeds for YouTube videos. They give you a contact form that you can do. They give you a 30-second flash intro. You get three high-res graphics or three audible MP3s, and it's all on a professional platform.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And you can expand it. I mean, people can could literally use this as their professional website.
Yeah, and then I could link to that from my regular website.
You can link to it from your regular website, or you can mask a domain name. Redirect
okay.
or mask mask a domain name that goes right to that thing.
Okay.
Now, I just tell you right now, I'm waiting for these guys to put out their agency version. I've been in contact with them already.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start peddling the hell out of that thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be able to make money off it, because you can expand that.
Okay.
And it's all control panel driven from the back, so you don't have to know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have to have a whole lot of knowledge about how to use it, and you can have a pretty good presence. Not better than pretty good presence. You can have an exceptional presence,
yeah.
Which is what you need.
My feeling, and I think I'm probably pretty right, is that when I finally get all this stuff up, it's got to look totally over the top professional. There can't be any go to MySpace to see my video clip kind of scenario. You know what I mean?
Well, you use YouTube and MySpace to get people to your site.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is, if I'm pitching myself to ABC company, I want something. I don't want them to say my primary thing is the MySpace page.
I'm on
Facebook, but I'm not. You know, but it all comes off of the other stuff that's more professional looking.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, the thing with the flash intro on this thing is you can put an audio of your comedy in five pictures or six pictures, whatever it is, and it rotates through them. It's really slick. So, and they have all the support services and all that kind of stuff. They can build you flyers and whatnot. But the reality is you can't have enough internet presence. You know, because that's one of the first things people are going to do is they're going to Google you.
Yeah.
But really the marketing is simple. Get your stuff out in front of people outside the comedy club area. Now, when I did my cruise ship stuff, if you're interested in doing that stuff, you get booked through the stuff that you were telling me about before through a different person. You go through the entertainment people, and you send them a package. That's what I did. I sent them a package, and it just had a tape, my resume, and a cover letter, and that's
okay.
It.
How long should the CD be or the DVD be?
I'd only send them 3 minutes. They're not going to watch your stuff.
Well, that's what I figured.
They're going to look at your resume,
yeah.
You know, and how you present yourself. This is why I started off talking about this, how you present yourself. You have to get into the habit of marketing you.
Yeah.
You need to be able to step back from yourself just like a publicist would step back and say, what are all the wonderful things that we can say about this guy?
Yeah.
Because that's the way it's going to be presented on any page that you have. It's not going to be presented like Gid Pool put up Gid Pool's website.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Gid Pool's people put up Gid Pool's website, and here's the wonderful things we say about it. It's all in third person, not first person.
Well, yeah, and like I said, that's the thing. Because realistically, the level that I've got right now, if I had more time at that level, I would be ready for cruise lines, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah, exactly. That's the only thing keeping
right
me from
one,
that is time.
You know, it's just getting the right, because I will not just fill it in to fill it in. I'm not going to do it.
Right. Well, no, I wouldn't do it either. I didn't do that.
No, I mean, I'm doing a ton of writing right now, and my goal right now is between 2 and 3 minutes a month, because if I do that by the end of the year, then I'll have about an hour and 15 minutes of time that I'm comfortable with.
Well, let me give you some ideas on pricing, because that's always screws people up. Screwed me up for a long time. So here's how you price yourself. If there's a group, I don't care if it's 100 people, I don't care if it's 1,000 people. If there's a group, and they had to take that group into a comedy club situation, how much would they pay to get in?
Yeah, okay.
So that pretty much says it all right there, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, like McCurdy's, well, I use the Comedy Zone here in town. You know, it's $12 to get in, okay? Now, if you go to that place, they're also going to do dinner there. So, but the comedy side of it is $12. So basically, if they've got 100 people, and they're willing to pay at least $12 a person, that's $1,200.
That's $1,200. And they're not having to go. You're coming to them. They're getting headline performance level comedy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I was on the phone with some guy one time. He's going, man, if I could just make $200, and I'm thinking, you're joking me, right?
Well, because, see, of course, having been in sales, you know, you look at the old power of big numbers. You know, if you ask 10 people for $1,200, you only have to get one. But if you're asking for 200, you've got to get six of them to get the same amount of money.
Right. Well,
you're not going to close six people.
The other thing that you should really start looking into, I mean, I don't know if you've done it. I think you probably have, is speaking, humorous speaking, because it's really no different.
Yeah, I've sort of kicked that around because I do one of my enrichment seminars, and I'll be going out this Saturday on celebrity for 4 days, 5 days, and I'm actually taking brand new business cards with me that have more of the information about me on it. The other one has some stuff missing. But one of the things in my stand-up seminar is how to use humor when you're speaking to groups. In other words, I'm telling people that the value of that. You know,
well,
so I definitely understand the concept.
Well, you may want to couple with what I've just told you,
mm-hmm.
is go out and do humorous speech topics for 7 or 10 minutes that you'll come out and do.
Yeah.
And you just kill them.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I'll tell you, I got to do so much stuff. I got to do the National Nurses Conference in San Diego. I got to do the California Highway Patrol stuff.
Yeah.
And I would come in, and they would give me some little theme, and it was a comedy act.
Yeah.
And so really, well, that's all it was. It was a comedy act. I'd speak a little bit about stuff. I'd prepare stuff in advance, blah, blah, blah. And, dude, there is big money in speaking.
Yeah, well, and, you know, the thing about that is one of my strengths is, like, I do a lot of – almost everything that I do when I'm on stage, wherever I am, I've got something that I've gotten from local somebody or something in the news that, like, you know, like the previous day or two. I'm very good at coming up with that kind of stuff. So I can go in there and somebody can tell me something about their club or somebody in their club, and I can usually come up with something, you know, that's reasonably funny.
Well, now here's one of the things that people ask me about all the time is, do you have to do corporate-related material in a corporate environment? And I tell them, no. You got to understand, when you're being hired as an entertainer, now if you're being hired as a speaker, that's different. But
yeah.
If you're being hired as an entertainer,
yeah.
You're there just to make the butts in the seats blow milk out their nose. You don't have to do any, you can do every, you know, anything that you could do on TV. You can do whatever. You're there as an entertainer, not as some kind of corporate advisor.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got stuff that relates to that, fine. If you don't, it doesn't matter. They're there to get you. They're there. You're there at just like no different than a band is there. Period. They don't expect the band to know anything about the corporation as they're playing cover songs by the Beatles.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so a lot of people get off that way. There's another little thing that you may want to consider looking at that could really put you, potentially, if you had the right marketing angle. There's a magazine called American Corporate Entertainment. Are you familiar with it?
No, I'm writing.
Okay, you need to look up that magazine. That their feature articles, almost everything in there is an advertisement for a comedian.
Yeah.
A comedian or a magician or something like that.
Yeah.
Those ads cost $1,500 to $2,000 for a full-page spread. The comedians get, usually in that magazine, don't get less than $10,000 a show. And you
wow.
probably won't, you'll know some of them, but some of them you won't know. And they've got the latest edition on their website that you can actually look at, and you can see what I'm talking about. And so I'm going to challenge you to see yourself, to take a look and see if you can see yourself in that magazine with a certain position, a certain angle, because that's something that could get you called for big money gigs.
Now, you do something like that, okay, what kind of, if somebody's going to pay you several thousand, what amount of time are they looking for? I mean, are they going to be happy with 30 minutes, or are they going to want 45 or an hour? Or?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's all how you represent yourself in the thing, okay? To me, 30 minutes is perfect for the corporate thing, but they're going to want 45 minutes, probably to an hour. But it's something to think about as you're positioning yourself now.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you, if you're at 30 minutes with what you've got now, you can't tell me you couldn't produce another 15 minutes if $10,000 was involved.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's talk capitalist.
Yeah, yeah.
Here. I promise you, and that'll be a pretty good 15 minutes because I already know what you've got the foundation already.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, it might not be the absolute hottest you've ever done, but for the first time you've done it, you're going to be going, yeah, that $10,000 tastes good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think you're closer to your 45 minutes than you're probably giving yourself credit for.
Well, and that's what my wife says. You know.
Well, then you need to start listening to her. So those are some of the kinds of things that are at your disposal if you've got a budget. You don't need a whole big budget, but you need some kind of budget, some kind of goal. You need to have some kind of direction that you want to focus on, because if you shotgun things, you need to be able to do that in a pretty, you know, coordinated way.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So what other questions do you have?
No, I think that'll do it. Send me that stuff how I can link over to you, to the Killer System, on my website.
Oh, if you just go to clickbank.com, it's all done through ClickBank. That's my merchant/affiliate program.
Okay.
Go to clickbank.com, go to their marketplace, look in their arts and entertainment /humor section.
Okay.
No hurries, you know. I'm trying to capitalize on the impending release of this documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you've...
Yeah, I've been reading some of your stuff about it. Well, because this is the thing, and I know you talked about rating or you know, different comedians using that. You know, to me, if I was booking somebody, and I don't know anything about comedy, I've just been told you're going to bring in a comedian for this meeting or this dinner or whatever, you know. Somebody can be telling me, well, he's funny. Well, how funny is he? Well, you know, he did a 30-minute set, we timed it, and he comes out with 22 seconds of laughs per minute.
That's phenomenal laughs per minute.
That's quantity. That's something I can say, wow, that's a lot, okay, as opposed to, well, you know, he's funny. Well, that doesn't tell me anything, you know.
Well, that's exactly right, and one of the reasons that a lot of comedians are pissed about this is there's an objective way to tell exactly how funny they are. They don't like that.
Yeah. Well, and because, see, I think, again, my major exposure is the club scene, and I've done some corporate stuff, but the biggest difference in the two, other than obviously the money and the level of drunkenness of the crowds, is the fact that your club comic, especially your lower levels, do a lot of crowd work, talking to the crowd, that makes no sense. All it does is kill time. There's no setup. There's no, let me hear it if you're a parent. Let me hear it if you're this.
Right. And I've always come from the perspective of people come to see a show.
Yeah.
They pay to see a show. They don't come to pay for who's in love, who's from Cleveland, who's in love from Cleveland.
And if I hear one more thanks for supporting live comedy, I'm going to throw something at somebody.
Yeah, well, they just need to get funnier. See, I've been trying to raise the bar on this business since I got in it.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do because there's a bunch of rocks out there.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, the thing is, you raise the bar, that means two things are going to happen. Some of these booking agencies are booking these little clubs along, like we've got like coconuts down here. They're pathetic because they don't bring in funny people because they have to pay if they do. And so they've got people sort of used to, so funny comedians.
Well, do you have your finger on the pulse of the who's good talent and who's not good talent locally?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, we don't have a lot of what I consider a lot of really funny people down here. And by that I mean most of them. But part of it is because, you know, they're still working full time jobs, and so they're just. But they've started doing their own little open mics at little bars and stuff, and telling each other how good they are. You know.
There's another little business model you may want to dabble with if you've got time for me to tell you about it, because I was talking with an Australian guy about this. He's an entrepreneur who just happens to be funny. He's got other businesses. He's about ready to start another business. I said, well, you know, if you want to get stage time, because I'm really anti getting you all your stage time in comedy clubs. I don't mind performing in them, but getting your stage time there, it just sucks. And I like to get paid for my stage time. So I was telling him about things that people were doing in San Diego, and I've actually told other people about how to do this and how I would do this, and because I would observe every place that I perform, I would perform in restaurants, and what they do is they take independent restaurants that had a big back room, 100, 120 people, and they'd have comedy night, and you could make it a dinner show night, depending on the facility. They get the food and the drink. You have a lower door. You have a more intimate show. But if the restaurant is trafficked most of the week, you've already got the traffic there to promote the show that's coming up 2 weeks later.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
You can say, this is a $12 show. Here's a $5 coupon off. You get in for $7. Well, you got $7 times 100 people, that's $700. You pay the comedians, you put $350 in your pocket, and you got stage time.
Yep, yep.
And you start a room, and, dude, you'll have comedians calling you from all over Florida.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's in a restaurant. I had a room in the Big Stone Lodge, which was a restaurant/country bar, 225 seats. It was once a month on Thursdays, and the problem with bar gigs is they have a tendency to have the same audience all the time.
Yeah.
So after I had done two headlining sets, everybody had seen my stuff. So I just emceed the show. But, man, I was getting L.A. talent I'm talking about people that had been on numerous shows, Comedy Central, blah, 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 getting for $150, $200 a night.
Yeah.
You know?
Good deal. And, yeah. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I need to, you know, what I need to do first I need to just understand what I am on stage and what I've got, because I've been walking around thinking one day I hope I'm funny. You know, I mean,
so
I know I'm funny, but I mean,
that.
I'm talking about funny enough to say, hey, you guys need to pay me, you know, a good, pretty good chunk of change to come in to do your show, and you'll be happy with what you get.
Well, get if the numbers don't, show you, there's nothing else that I have.
Yeah.
That will show.
You know what I'm talking about? It's hard to believe your own, you know.
On fire? Way. Yeah. Well, you're just gonna have to get used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, pull up your big girl panties. I don't know what to tell you, dude.
Yeah. All right. Good deal. Good deal. I have a lot of work to do, apparently.
Well, I mean, there's some research. I mean, you should approach this. I always tell people that, you know, come in. If you've got any business experience at all, it all counts.
Yeah.
Every scrap of that counts.
Yeah.
Because anybody that you see on TV, 99% of them are marketers.
Yeah.
They knew how to market themselves, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, like I said, now I've got a friend that's in the business, and what he has done over the last 2 or 3 years is he was doing his own little thing in the comedy clubs, and he put together the Irish Comedy Tour, him and two other guys, and they have really moved away from the club scene, and now they're booking the Irish Comedy Tour. You know, couple of guys play guitars and sing, and he does jokes, and they do jokes, and they're booking their thing all over the place because people, they don't think, oh, this is just comedy. You know, it's got a hook to it, and they're going like,
dude, I'm going to tell you, you could do the Geritol Comedy Tour.
Get them to sponsor me.
I'm going to tell you, you think I'm joking. If you find the right sponsor for the right medicine, for the right age group, dude,
Yeah, that's a you know, I've kicked that around for a little bit because, number one, they get a lot of bang for their buck, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I just want you to realize, if you don't get anything else out of this call, that you are the master of your own demise, whether it be good or not. I mean, you've got a lot of options available to you,
yeah.
And a lot of those options are because you do clean comedy and your age.
Yep.
And you're doing it at such a fantastic high laugh level. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't need software to look around and go, man, most of these people aren't doing that good.
Yeah. Well, and you're right, because when I go out to the Comedy Zone, I go out pretty much every week just to watch the feature to see what kind of level's coming in there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting there shaking my head because very few of the features come in there are anywhere near the last per minute that I get, and a good half of the headliners aren't.
Yeah.
No, really, because I was out there the other night for a guy, and this guy is pretty big. He's from Louisville, Kentucky. He's very big in the business. He plays all the clubs. You know, he's got the name and all that.
Right.
And I'm watching him do a 2.5 minute bit and maybe 10 seconds of laughs in 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, what can I say?
Well,
I mean,
the thing is, he gets over it in the comedy. He gets over it there because, you know, he's got a reputation and people. But if you put him in front of a corporate group and he did that, they go like, wait a minute. What's, you know, don't
well,
give me
absolutely.
Two and a half minutes.
Well,
you know. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so there, if you're funny, there's just a lot of money involved if you understand that you've got to market yourself.
Yeah.
And comedy clubs are just one small slice of a much, it might not be a much bigger picture, but it's a much more lucrative picture.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the whole thing, because, it, like you said, it's a comedy business. It's not comedy fun, you know.
Well,
I mean,
I
can go anywhere and do comedy for free, and there'll be tons of people who say, come on in and do it. But that's not where it's at.
No, that's not where it's at. Well, so let me ask you a question. Did you get what you wanted out of this
coaching
call?
Absolutely. I got stuff to do, and it makes sense, you know. Actually, I'm going tomorrow to get a headshot done. I got the appointment tomorrow at 11. No.
Excellent. Yeah, you definitely need to have your stuff done, you know. And the thing about it is this business is such a low-cost business.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to, you know, I used to tell people all the time, I said, you couldn't rent a building in a strip mall for less than $1,000 a month, and you gotta sign a year to it.
Yeah.
That's with nothing in it, no nothing, just the building.
Yeah.
No electricity or anything. But you can do this stand-up comedy thing because it's your product at a fraction of the cost and spend half that money marketing yourself, and God forbid you should make a pile of money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, the biggest thing is I'll start tonight. Well, this week I'll get all this stuff down.
Let me give you one more guy's website.
Okay.
KimHawkins.net.
And what was it again?
KimHawkins.net.
How do you spell that?
T-I-M-H-A-W-K-I-M. Yeah, T-I-M.
T-I-M, okay.
If you go to KillerStandup.com, he's the second testimonial.
KimHawkins.net.
Yeah, he's the second testimonial on there right beneath Redwater. Now, I'm going to give you a little story about him. He plays mostly churches.
Okay.
He makes 15 to 20K a show, has no interest in TV whatsoever.
Wow.
He's a killer stand-up guy.
What if he needs an opening act?
Well, you know what he does? It's funny you should mention that, because I'm going to tell you this. If you want to go that way, I can give you a couple of people that you can talk to. Tim is one.
Okay.
Tim is one. His brother's name is Todd, I think. Todd talks. But what he does is when people come up and say, how do you do this? I want to get into this at his show. He goes, go to Killer Stand Up, get the thing, come back and see me in a year.
Yeah.
So.
Now, what was Todd's last name?
Hawkins.
Okay. So he's his brother.
It's his brother.
Okay.
But yeah, he makes well over $1 million a year, and he's on the road 180 days doing these different venues.
Yeah.
And you know that when you do that, when you set up those contracts like that, it's air, lodging, ground transportation.
Yeah, so it's your fee plus your travel.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Travel, lodging, ground transportation, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, that's the way it rolls.
Yeah, so he's a killer stand-up guy. Okay.
He's a killer stand-up guy.
But see, I think right now, because I would love to do the church market for a lot of reasons. I mean, I graduated from seminary back in the middle 90s, you know. So I've got a, you know, I'm founded and I'm anchored in that whole scenario.
Yeah,
I'm not having to force the issue, you know.
It'd be 5 years ago this summer. I taught at the CCA, Christian Comedy Association.
Wow, they've got a thing. They got one up in Nashville in June. You going to be down there?
I didn't know it was going to be there. I don't keep up with that stuff.
Yeah.
But I may go down because most of those guys use my stuff.
Yeah,
not have their testimonials. But
yeah.
most of the heavy hitters in the Christian comedy market use my stuff.
So you know Shonda Pierce.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Shonda, I don't think she's been around for a long time. She hasn't used my stuff, but
it's there June 6th through the 8th. That's a Sunday to a Tuesday.
Oh, so, June 6th through the 8th. Well, I might have to.
I'm coming up for that because my
I did a teaching there. John Branion's one of my guys. God, I want to say his name is Troy, not Troy. God, I used to know all these guys. Al Fikes, one of my guys.
Al Fikes, F-I-K-E-S?
F-I-K-E, Al Fike.
Okay.
That's another guy that you can communicate with and say, hey, blah, 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 I'm looking, you know.
Well, because seriously, I really think one of the things that I could do real quick is to make myself available to some of these guys as an opener for them, you know, a little 15, 20-minute opener for them, you know, something like that. You know, so.
Well, you know what? You don't know until you try.
Yeah.
And to me, being the business person that I am, I try to do things in the most efficient way, cost-effective way.
Yeah.
That's going to give me the most bang for the buck.
Yep.
And I normally have my fingers in more than one thing, but I don't overstep my bounds. You know, I've kind of got a plan. I plan out an attack, and then I go for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Good deal. Good deal.
Yeah. So, you know, those guys have lead-ins on that kind of stuff. If you went to one of their events, man, you talk about networking.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That's a network crowd. As a matter of fact, here's what happened. When I did CCA, I actually had Comedy Evaluator Pro live for their performance. Now, they were in a big Baptist church in Texas, and they only had like 200 people in the audience, but they had them seated properly.
Yeah.
And I did live evaluations on the headliners that were performing that night.
Wow.
And all of them hit 30s,
yeah.
Except for Tim Hawkins, who didn't even pick up one of his musical instruments. And went out there and did a 50, and I recorded it live.
Good grief.
So they were all performing. Now, these are sober crowds, as you probably well know. You know, so this crap about, oh, we got to get them liquored up, that's a bunch of crap.
Well, see, and that's absolutely correct, because I think my humor is relatively intelligent.
Yeah,
you know?
And you know what? Don't ever be ashamed of that.
No, and I'm not. But the point is, when you start trying to do this in front of people that have been drinking and aren't thinking, like, they can't make the connections like they should be. Anyway, okay.
Well, I'm just, hopefully this call, if it didn't do anything else, open your eyes to opportunities that are available to you.
Yeah.
With the product that you have to offer. And it is a product, Gid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know? And it's dude, and check this out. You've already spent 3 years developing this product.
Yeah.
And probably haven't gotten a whole lot of pay for it.
Nah, not really. It's paid for the gas.
Paid for the gas. Well, so are you ready to move to the next step where
absolutely.
You get paid for more
absolutely.
Than just for the gas?
You know. So, yeah. I appreciate it, because I mean, it's, you know, like I said, I've sort of been chasing my tail, because, you know, everybody down here is doing the same thing, you know, because they don't know what to do, so they're just.
That's right. It's the blind leading the blind, dude.
It is.
Everywhere. That's why I have a business in the education business, and I don't have to travel around anymore.
Yeah.
Because
this is interesting. Tim is going to be in Bradenton, Florida, the 19th of this month. That's 30 minutes from me.
Are you joking me?
No, this Friday.
Well, maybe you should tool on down there.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. If I go up there, how do I get to say hi to him? What's the Do you know him well enough to send him an email or something?
Well, what I can do is I can send you an email. Actually, just drop my name. If you haven't heard from them through their website, I'll say, hey, I've got a guy that's going to come up and see you, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, yeah. What I'll do is I will go on his website, and it's got the become a fan, a Tim fan kind of deal.
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me.
See, I don't. It doesn't show a contact us kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Well, now there's a booking. There's a booking link that has a place for event details, and I can, because he'll see that, and I can tell him what I'm looking for when I see him.
Yeah, I mean, think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Todd is his brother, and Todd is at Todd at him timhawkins.net.
Todd at Tim Hawkins.
TODD@TimHawkins.net. That's his.
Okay.
His
and I will
brother.
Send him an email. And the biggest thing was, if he just left my name at the front when I showed up, they said, you know, is this guy bringing back to us after the show or something like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, but you need to have, you know, be compelling to say, look, you know, I'm a killer stand. You know, tell him you know me. I've been performing at a high level. You may want to give him the link to the.
Yep.
Blog post that I did.
Yep.
About you.
Yep.
And you know, I'm ready to move to the next level. Blah 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 blah. You know, would love to spend some time talking with you or Tim.
Yeah.
At the event, you know. And here's the thing, you know, cater to this guy. So I'd love to talk, you know, you or Tim.
Yeah.
About some things. Whatever it is, you're gonna have to put your business cap on.
Yeah.
And
well, part of it is, and again, see, this is where the sales thing comes in. You cannot be afraid to ask for what you want. You know, if they say no,
true.
They say no. You know what I mean? But you learn to ask for what you want. And
well,
you know, one of the things I want to try to do, if I can find some people like a Tim or some of these people out there that are in that level that can find spots to use me for as an opener from time to time, like he's coming and doing a situation to where – there's an older crowd or something, or, you know, I don't know, whatever, you know, just
right.
he can look at me as an asset, and, or he can just say, hey, you know what? I've got some people that contact me, but, their budget is such that I can't go to where they are. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, you never know until you ask. I mean, you might not be replied to. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
You know, exactly. That's what you have to do. And, you know, email's cheap.
Oh, yeah. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, that's what everybody loves about it, especially right now.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. Well, I'll let you go back to whatever you guys are doing in Bowling Green right now?
We're watching the Republican News Channel. Okay, that's what
yeah.
we watch.
I was at Daytona yesterday, and Sarah Palin was there. Everybody went nuts over her.
Yeah, and dude, I wish they had a better rep.
Yeah, really.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff, you know, you think the Repulsive Party's going to make some headway, and then they get
you got a great band, but nobody can dance.
Oh, God, and then you got the Dependency Party. Oh, my goodness, man. That's just...
Yeah, look at the bright side.
It's nuts.
Yeah, that's why people need to laugh.
Well, I'm going to tell you, a little historical thing, is right now, and this is one of the reasons why I'm so excited about this documentary, the whole thing. In times of recession, comedy
yeah.
booms.
Yeah, yeah.
It does. I've been waiting for this. The only reason
yeah.
it didn't boom sooner...
Well,
is,
see, the other thing, too, is once they do the documentary, then I can also use the documentary and your stuff to help market me. In other words, you know, I really think that people that are booking comedians that are not in the comedy business, like, you know, I got to get somebody that's funny. How do I know this guy's funny? Well, you got a documentary saying, here's a way to figure out if people are funny, and then you've got your system saying that I'm funny, and that sort of works all together.
Well, and I put this out in my last email that I was looking at actually certifying performances.
Yeah, I think that'd be an excellent idea.
Well,
because, you know, I tell you, Murray State University down in Murray, Kentucky, they used to have a thing in their education department certifying their teachers, that if they came out of their education department and you hired a teacher that came through their department and she wasn't good, then they would bring her back and retrain her at no expense to you to get her up to speed.
Well, I put the feeler out in my email list.
Yeah.
About doing that, didn't know, kind of put a, you know, just a trial balloon out there. I got no replies.
Well,
no.
See,
replies.
That's why I take a little different approach to it. I would love to have a system that said this is a, you know, because see, right now the only reason, you know, you got people calling themselves headliners because they close some bar behind some Texaco station one night, and they figured out they're a headliner.
That's exactly right.
Oh, really? You know? And it's just like, you know, that's like saying I hit a three-pointer. That makes me an NBA player. No, it does not. You know, that made me somebody that was very lucky one time in his life, you know, and just have to learn to deal with it. But
right.
Okay. Well, because like I said, you know, one of the problems I get into is that sometimes I start adding stuff to some of my bits, you know, and it may sound better to me, but it doesn't affect the bit any better. You know, it doesn't make the bit funnier.
Right.
So all I've done is added a lot of extra time in there.
Right.
You know, for looking at me going, okay, when do we laugh?
Exactly. Especially if you've already trained them to laugh at a certain level already, and then you hit this spot, and it's like, oh. You can feel it. You can feel it in your bones when they're not laughing at the level that you're expecting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, need to get out of this bit right now.
We need to take a break and go to the bathroom. I'll see you guys later.
Exactly.
I know the feeling. It's like, shouldn't have said that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know. Oh, God. All right, man. Well, it's been fantastic talking to you. And all right. Thanks a lot, kid.
Bye-bye.
Bye.